This episode of Cognitive Dissonance is brought to you by our patrons. You fucking rock. Be advised that this show is not for children, the faint of heart, or the easily offended. The explicit tag is there for a reason.
Recording live from Glory Hole Studios in Chicago and beyond, this is Cognitive Dissonance. Every episode we blast anyone who gets in our way. We bring critical thinking, skepticism, and irreverence to any topic that makes the news, makes it big, or makes us mad. It's skeptical, it's political, and there is no welcome mat. Today is Thursday, August the 22nd. Cecil, I have had just a time of watching some Democratic National Convention this week, taking place here in our own beautiful city of Chicago.
Beautiful city of Chicago. They got a chance to go down there. Did you see all the RNC guys are fucking like going undercover? Did you see this?
Oh my fucking sweet dude, Kung Fu Jesus.
Fucking,
no, what?
Pillow guy shaved his mustache off. I'm not even kidding.
Mike Lindell shaved off his mustache. And then what? Went to the DNC?
Yeah, like they.
How does he get a ticket?
So I think, I don't know exactly how they got a ticket, but I think what they think is going on is something that's not being televised, but it's just a pep rally. Yeah. It's like literally just
a
pep rally.
It's a 4-day long
pep rally.
It's
not anything. Yeah. It's stupid. So there, that Mike Lindell was there. He came up and he started yelling at this like 12-year-old kid who's from Georgia, who's, you know, a young kid who's part of, he's like a young Democrat down there. And he starts yelling at him. And the kid said, because he said, there's this many thousands of votes that Georgia miscounted. And he said, is your source, trust me, bro?
Owned by a fucking seventh
grader.
And
the kid just turned around and walked away.
He's That's like, fucking
talk
great.
To this fucking crazy person. And Charlie Kirk, of course, is there with his tiny little face.
Oh my God.
His growing head.
Do you know what I did though? Is I looked into briefly, and I'm going to pursue it, I think, next, is how to be a delegate.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I was wondering, I don't know shit about fuck when it comes to this. It just occurred to me. I was like, wait a minute. I was looking in the crowd and I'm like, these just look like
normal people.
The most regular people. Like, there's people in jeans and a t-shirt. There's people in suits. There, you know, I was like, I could, like, this just seems like regular Joes. All ages.
Yeah.
I was like, I got to get in on this.
How do you do it?
It looks like there's just an application process you fill out online.
Do you have to, like, give them a lot of money, Tom?
I don't think so.
Is it like being a trustee at a college?
No, it's not the RNC. I want to be a delegate, though. I was like, I want to show up and be like, yeah, fuck yeah. I want to get COVID in this big room full of people.
I want to Herman Cain myself. I want to lie back forever and ever.
That the sweet,
and then
I
want to tweet
death.
From my death hospital bed that I'm like, I'm fine.
Feeling fine. Two thumbs up.
I feel happy. I feel happy.
All right, Cecil, we got a goofy, funny show here for you guys. This one I love. This is from KTLA. Most wanted fugitive sought in 2004 murder, found working as police officer.
Kind of tracks.
Kind of tracks.
I mean, if you want to kill somebody.
Kind of works. Like,
the
hey.
The best job. Okay. You have on, you know, your resume portion under ambitions and it says kill someone.
Do what you know.
Yeah. Where do you go? Wait, you can't go. Accountant, very low chance of that happening. Police officer,
extremely high chance.
Way higher chance of that happening.
Once you're over the legal age to join the military, this is really your best shot. If you want to go just full murder.
Yeah, agreed.
This is your best option. Yeah. So, hey, look, dress for the job you want. That's
you're dressed to kill. Yeah, this guy killed somebody in United States and then fled.
Right.
But then fled to Mexico and then they found him down there.
And he was a police officer in Mexico.
Officer down there. Just
copping it up.
Copping it up. I figure like there's also probably better paying killing jobs down there.
Yeah, right. Well, but like a lot of times there's a lot of overlap between the cartel and the cops.
Yeah. No, that's so true too. Maybe you could do both, right? You're collecting a salary and collecting a salary. You know what I mean?
Huh? There's a lot of double killing. Like it's you're moonlighting. You're like a hitman moonlighting as a killer. You're just like you get confused. You're like, I don't even know who to bill for that one. Fuck. What was... He was...
I think you double bill as often as you can, right?
You're double dipping.
Yeah, I mean, you charge your company and you charge the freelance fee.
That's right. It's like that guy who outsourced his whole job to India.
Oh, so
and
good.
Then he got another job.
So good.
And then he got... I remember this so clearly because he got in trouble and I was like, I would hire that guy all day.
Hire him all day.
I'd be like, that guy, you got promoted. You can have my job.
Exactly. I would promote him to a different level to say, you were able to do that. Now outsource all those other jobs and outsource your own.
Right, yeah. Keep finding some fucking efficiencies up in this pig.
You're like a von Neumann probe. Like, keep making copies of yourself. It's amazing.
Oh, I got to tell you a funny story. So I had a call.
It's not about a probe, is it?
No. We had a call with work the other day. And I don't want to go into too many details because it's work, but we were talking about artificial intelligence, right? Mm-hmm. So like all companies are all looking at artificial intelligence.
Are you having to explain this to people?
No, this was a call I was a listener for.
Oh, okay.
So this was like a big call. There's a couple hundred people on it.
Okay.
And like, because of the size of the group, it was very like 096, right? And so I'm just like, all right, I know it.
You know all this stuff. Sure.
You know, so, but like the speaker, and he's very, very good. And he's talking about what it is. And he's explaining again to like a very large, broad audience. And then he's like, here's the thing with AI. If you're going to use AI for this or that, he's like, you know, you got to remember that like it hallucinates. So it's the results aren't trustworthy. And then if you ask the same question more than once, it's also based on predictive modeling. So you don't necessarily get the same answer if you ask the same question over and over again. And so he goes through this whole explanation. None of that's new, right? So that, I'm not saying anything corporate secrets, right? But then like at the end, it's like, well, like maybe we should be creative about how we think about using AI in our workspace, sure. Right? And I'm like, yeah, let me think about how to use something that is neither reliable and consistent nor guaranteed to be accurate. And let me make sure that my paycheck that I feed my family with is related to a tool that I'm being told is neither truthful, may just fabricate entirely. Like it's like it's really good for doing like data analytics, but also it will sometimes make up an answer. And I'm like,
okay,
but then I got to redo the whole analysis, which I could have done from the start. What the fuck?
The other day I was reading I just saw this post online. And again, I have no idea. Like I have to trust that this person was entering this into ChatGPT. He could have fabricated the whole exchange. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Right. So I am trusting that the screenshots posted online on this page and like a ChatGPT Reddit were accurate.
Yeah.
So understand that this story is based.
Yeah. Flip a coin about whether that's true.
Hinges on that. Right. But according to this person, ChatGPT has problems with certain words.
Okay.
So for instance, he said, how many R's are there? How many R's are there in strawberry? And it keeps saying there's two. And he says, no, there's three. And then it would say, no, you're incorrect. There's two R's in strawberry. And he said, well, spell it out to me. And then it would spell it out and there'd be three. And he'd say, okay, well, you just spelled it and there's three. And like, I'm sorry, you're mistaken. There's two. And he keeps going back and forth and it keeps arguing that there's two. And he's like, all right, I want you to put a number to each letter. And he said, what's in these slots? And then it was like, well, there's only two R's. It got eventually to agree, but it was 9 pages.
Jesus Christ.
Going back and forth, arguing with him on this. And the thing is like, even again, like I say, it could be all fabricated. I don't know. But even if it's not, that is 100% stuff I've already dealt with when I've talked about history with it. When I've tried to talk about history, because like I thought to myself, I thought, you know, if I could get this thing to write a very simple basis for a paragraph, I might be able to use that paragraph in a citation needed.
Sure.
If I want to distill something down. And I've tried to do that in the past and it's been so bad and it's gotten history wrong. And I'm like, you got that wrong.
Right.
Or it's gotten astronomy wrong. And I'm like, you got that wrong. Like you're not telling me the right thing. So I don't trust it to help me.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's like, I remember, cause I had an idea that I was going to have it used for, I was going to use it for citation needed as well.
And there was an Arctic, be very shocked, right? There was an Arctic explorer that I was researching.
Crazy.
And the Wikipedia was annoying because it wasn't in chronological order. And I always like to write my people stories in chronological order, starting at birth, ending at death. I just like to do it that way. I hated the way the wiki was organized. So I was like, oh, I'll have it reorganize the wiki for me chronologically. Just reorder it chronologically for me. Maybe it can do that if I am precise enough in my ask. But I had a typo. And I remember exactly what it was. So I'll make up the typo. So I said like, hey, I need you to go to the Wikipedia page for Don Phillips. And I need you to do these things for me and then spit out what you arrive at. And it spits out this whole thing. And I was like reading through it. I was like, I've read this and none of this,
It's not real. Yeah.
And it's this whole thing, right? It's a whole like essay of stuff, like a whole thing, start to finish. And I was like, wait. And it looks, I just like, instead of typing Don, I wrote Dom. And it was just like, it just made up a whole story about an Arctic explorer that never existed, who did all this stuff. And I'm like, this dude did amazing shit. And I was like, none of it was real because I had a one-letter typo.
One-letter typo.
And people are like, definitely the wave of the future. It's like the wave of the future is just full of scary things.
Oh, man.
Because like, it can't do anything you want it to do well enough for you to trust it. That's my opinion right now. But it can do lots of things that you don't need to trust really well. Right? So if I'm making misinformation, I don't need to trust it.
No, sure. Yeah.
Actually, doesn't matter how true it is.
Yeah.
It just has to have this simulacrum of truth. So it's really good at creating the worst things that we...
Oh, I know,
But it does a shit job of creating anything good. It's so bad.
We created a cure for cancer that's actually nitroglycerin.
All right, this story comes from clickorlando.com. Hurricane Debbie blows $1 million worth of cocaine onto a Florida beach.
I want to put this on the screen just so people can see that. Do they put festive stickers on there?
I think that they actually brand their product.
No shit.
Cartels, like I'm to understand that cartels brand their product.
How cool so that it's is identifiable. That? I want to be a graphic designer for a cartel.
Do you think they have a graphic design department? Like over amazing. Like
they send it back. The head guy gets it and he's like, I kind of want a different shade of red.
You know what? Cut off his head.
Yeah.
Let's get a new graphic designer. They'll put it on a pike to keep him next guy honest.
Let me tell you, the revision process on that, you got to be sweating bullets. Yeah.
So can you scroll up for a second? Because the most important thing about this article is in the headline.
Sure.
Maybe. Like, maybe we choose to write our headline a little different than
man.
Debbie blows. Do you think that this was Hurricane David? That they would have written Hurricane David blows? This feels like Debbie does cocaine, Debbie right? Does, Debbie does hurricane.
Debbie does cocaine? That is so funny. I totally missed this when
That's
I
That's why
when
I thought
I
you put it on there.
I was like, oh, okay, yeah, Hurricane Debbie.
I was like, oh, it's a blowy joke.
Oh, God, that's so funny. But what's crazy is like somehow... your business model allows you to just lose $1 million worth of product and not worry about
it. Yeah, man. It's like if you run like Target, you have built into your projections a certain amount of shrink, like a certain amount of just retail loss. So if you're like a cartel, you have a certain amount of just like, I don't know, maybe
overboard loss.
Overboard loss. Yeah. Wow. Where it just gets yoinked by the, you know, oh, it's man. Seized in oh, shipments seized, or yeah. whatever.
So you're already at the beginning of the year, your budget, you are already writing off X amount of product.
You're pricing it in.
And yeah, there you go.
You're pricing in your loss.
I guess it makes sense. It just never occurred to me that they would have like such losses. But it makes sense when you think about it out loud.
These are sophisticated business people. They really, these are sophisticated businesses running sophisticated books. Here's the thing what I always think of when I read these stories. I am a piece of shit. I am a giant piece of shit. Because the first thing I think is like, man, I don't know if I would tell anybody.
What are you going to do with it,
That's
though?
The second thing I think.
Like,
because I'm always like, Tom, you don't know how to move $1 million of cocaine.
Also, you have $1 million of branded cocaine.
Dude, because here's how the thought process for me would actually go. It'd be like, jackpot. Fuck, I have no idea how to make this a jackpot.
Yeah.
But But like, there's a part of me that like, if I just found like $1 million in cash, like bailed up, I'd be like, the right thing to do is to call somebody. This is not my $1 million bailed into wire and washed up on the
never,
beach.
I would 100% call somebody.
I know you would.
I would 100%
You are the best person I know.
I also recognize that I can't just put $1 million in my bank, because if I do, then I will get a fucking audit. They'll be like, where'd you get the money?
Yes.
And then like all the other stuff that goes with
Cecil,
it.
Cecil, there's nothing good about my plan. Like start to finish, it's like a bad plan.
You're literally just going to ruin your own life for it.
Yes. I know. Like, but that's the thing is like, I know.
I mean, I guess there is an amount of money that would be worth it, but $1 million wouldn't be worth it.
Like $1 million.
$1 million to ruin your life wouldn't be worth it.
Yeah. No, I fully recognize that like my thought process would be fucking jackpot. Yeah. And then like, no, it's
then you
not.
Gotta think about it.
It's also
it.
Like why, like I would actually make the phone call. Yeah, is what I'm saying. Like, but like there's the part of me that would be like,
there's a
yeah,
big
baby.
Part of me that's like, I could take $1,000.
Oh, if it's a barrel of cash or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you make sure that even the stuff that's blown around, you gather it up, you put it inside, you like reach into your wallet and put a 20 in case you didn't catch some of it. Yeah. Me, I'm like, this barrel was always a little like half full.
I'm just saying, I don't know. Somebody found it before me.
I found a pessimist barrel. It's half full. That's what I found. I found a pessimist barrel.
You found a wallet. Would you pull any money out
no,
of it?
No, never.
I would never do that either.
No. Yeah. Like I have found wallets. I found money clips. I found a money clip once with fat cash in it.
Yeah.
And I turned it in like immediately to the cashier at the place that I found it. No, I would never take money that like
a
was very obviously
like
a person
had.
But like, I will say, like, if it's a cartel money.
Fucking Walter White.
But the other part of me is like, no, I wouldn't, because I don't know if there's some guy with binoculars on a sand dune one over who's got my fucking license number, and now I got my head cut off.
Some guy's like, hey, we got to put another barrel out there. We got to fill up another barrel. They're calling this guy down in, they're calling this police officer down in Mexico to come kill you.
That's it, like. So like part of me is like, I'd steal that. And the other part of me is like, I'm afraid of that. I would run away from it.
100%.
Like part of me is like, I don't even know if I'd call anybody. I would just be like, someone else's problem. I'd run away. I got to read part of this. So great. This story is from Fox News. Woman tries to run boyfriend over with car en route to couples therapy session. All right, Cecil. There's a part of this that is just absolutely read-worthy. Scroll down a little bit. Here we go. And it's going to be right above and right below the picture. According to Crime Online, while driving on the way to the therapist, Gas's boyfriend announced he was breaking up their relationship and requested to be taken home. Gas then allegedly suddenly stopped her car and demanded her boyfriend exit the vehicle. According to the affidavit obtained by Crime Online, the victim, her boyfriend, passed in front of her car to get to a nearby sidewalk.
Probably not the right way to go, but okay, fair.
This next line is the coldest line ever. When her boyfriend passed in the front of the vehicle, Gast allegedly made eye contact before hitting the gas pedal in an attempt to run him over. Dude, that is not taking a breakup well.
I will say, of all the ways to take a breakup, you know, we need a break, but I will break you first. This is just such an amazing bit of, I mean, is it irony? Is this irony? I never know.
I don't know that this is irony. Well, it might be irony because they're expecting to go to couples therapy.
They're expecting to go to couples therapy and they
get and instead they get, yeah, she runs them over. Yeah, it's ironic. Yeah, yeah.
I guess that's ironic. Yeah. Right.
It's just like clearly this is not what the therapist would have recommended.
Also, like, if you're at the point where you're willing to run over somebody, maybe therapy isn't what you need.
No.
Maybe you need something else.
I think like if you're the kind of person who's like, you know what? If you hurt my heart, I'll hit you with a car.
Jesus Christ.
It's not couples therapy you need.
I know.
It's individual and personal therapy.
Very like, personal therapy. Yeah. Almost certainly a cocktail of drugs to go along with that.
Maybe reflect on whether a relationship is right for you.
Woof,
you know?
Man.
Wow. Cold, bro. It's so cold. She made eye contact.
I haven't ever had like really, really, really bad breakups in my life. Like most of my breakups have been okay.
Yeah.
But I was probably like 19 or 20. I met this girl on a double date. We went on a double date. And this guy I know hung out with this girl and she brought her friend. And I knew her kind of like the guy the girl he was dating. I knew, and she brought a friend. And so while they sort of walked up ahead of us to sort of, you know,
have a private space, moment. Yeah.
We just talked and hung out, and I didn't make a pass at her. I didn't do anything. I was just like, we were like chaperones essentially.
Sure. Right.
And so I was like, okay. And then after that, we just didn't go out. Like that was literally the end of our,
that was your whole experience.
Our whole relationship was we hung out one single time as quasi chaperones for another couple because they didn't want to go out by themselves because they didn't know each other very well. And they started dating.
Uh-huh.
And then we were just, that was it. And then like 2 weeks later, because she had a boyfriend at the time even. Like okay. She even had a boyfriend at the
right.
time.
She wasn't even, like, okay. I was wasn't like, even hey, an option.
You're not even an option. And then 2 weeks later, she calls me up and she's like, hey, do you want to go out? And I said, no, I got a girlfriend now. Because that 2 weeks, yeah. I had found a girl to date.
Right.
And she fucking flipped her shit so hard
on
the phone. I wasn't dating her at the time. She was so crazed yelling at me, like, how could you leave me out? I was like, we didn't do anything. I'm like, whatever, but we just talked. And she was like, how dare you? I broke up with my boyfriend for you. And I was like, why? Go get him back. What are you doing? I was like, oh, we were never done. We didn't even touch. I was like, you should go get him back. Beg for him to come. And she was screaming at me on the phone. And I was like, clearly, I would never date you. Like, you are an insane person.
I would give all the money that a cartel has to be on the phone, to just have a line.
It was so insane because after a while.
God, I fucking love this.
After a while, I was laughing. I was cackling because I was like, you can't be serious. I was like, you're getting put up. I thought it was a joke.
Yeah.
I thought she was being put up by her friend to make a joke call. And I was like laughing. I was like, this is the best thing ever. Not the right thing.
Did her friend get pissed off? Did it like interfere with
after,
your-
After this, I told her friend and they stopped hanging out. Yeah, it was weird. But
That's super weird, dude.
I'll tell you though, if she was in a car, she'd 100% run me over.
She would, sounds like it. She was Jesus
so
Christ.
Mad. You she went was on, so mad.
She took your breakup for a relationship that never had from a date that didn't happen. Pretty fucking hard.
Yeah, she took it hard, dude.
If you guys had dated for a week.
She took it hard, bro.
That girl, if you dated for a week, you better buy her a ring. That's it.
I better propose at the end of the first date. Are you kidding me?
Holy shit.
It was pretty funny.
You ever been hit by a car?
No,
I was hit by a car.
Were you?
Yeah. So when we went to junior college, everybody we knew was broke. I was broke. So I would go sometimes to donate plasma. Joliet. So there's a place you could go in Joliet to go to donate plasma.
Yeah, like $30.
Yeah. So and you could go like multiple times a week. So you
Holy
could go.
Holy shit.
Yeah. You could go twice a week.
Did it fuck you up at all?
No. Cause they spin out your plasma and put the rest back.
Okay.
So I never felt any different. Plus like you're like 18, 19. Your body's made of like whatever you want it to be made of. It's like fucking unobtainium at that age. You're never hurt and everything's great and it's the best. So like, I would go donate my plasma from time to time whenever I needed a little extra cash. My buddy went with me. So I would go, and a lot of times, like, I had really low blood pressure. So if my blood pressure was too low, they wouldn't let me donate plasma. But it was sketchy as fuck. So, like, I'd go in, and they'd take my blood pressure and be like, oh, I'm sorry, your blood pressure is too low. We can't let you donate. I'd be like, oh, hang on a minute. And then I would go run around the block. And I would come back in, sweaty. And like, I'd be like, take it now. And they would take it. My blood pressure would be up because I'd just run around the block. They'd be like, welcome back in. And they'd let me donate plasma.
Were you here a minute ago? Who cares? Come on in. Yeah. Doesn't even matter.
Like same lady. I'd be like, oh, hang on. I did this more than once. So I'm running around the block in Joliet.
Fucking yikes.
I'm running around the block and there's a green light for, not a green light, like a walk sign for me. And so I'm just jogging through this walk sign and there's a red light for the guy because that's how you get the green light
for
me, right?
That's how this works.
And this guy, I'm right in front of him. He just drives into me he had a red light and he just drove into me. And he wasn't going fast because he was literally right in front of me, but he just drove into me. I fell onto the hood of his car and I rolled off the hood of his car and he honked his horn and flipped me off and blew the red light.
You know what, Tom?
And I just was like, what fucking happened here?
I think that was the girl I went on a date.
Yeah. I probably like waved hello to her and let her on.
Amazing. Amazing. Amazing.
And the best part is I was 18 or 19. I thought it was funny. Finished my run around the block, was totally fine, and donated my plasma.
You just kept going.
Because your body, doesn't,
your body
care.
Doesn't care.
Yeah. I'm 46 right now. Like, if I got if I got hit by a fucking matchbox car, I would break my hip.
A couple weeks ago, or maybe like it was like last year, I was in my socks and I slid down the stairs.
Oh, shitty.
And I hit my butt and I was like, ow, that hurt. And for like 2 days, I could hardly sit down. And I'm like, come on, man. Like, all I did was just gently land on my ass.
I fell down my stairs, caught myself with the railing in my shoulder, and I felt my shoulder get wrenched from catching myself. Like 6 months it took for my shoulder to feel right.
It takes a long time.
6 months. I'm like, my shoulder hurts.
I need to get some 18-year-old plasma in me.
For real, dude. All right, this story is from AP. Woman who faced eviction over three emotional support parents.
I'll read that again, I promise.
What now? What now?
Polly says you're fine. Wouldn't it be amazing? So she wins a federal case for $165,000
for her emotional support parents.
But I want to say, like, wouldn't it be amazing if two of the jurors were parents? It would be amazing if just two people, like two parents in a trench coat, one on the other's shoulders.
So the neighbor starts complaining in 2015, and there's a quote here. Oh, God, I wake up still with nightmares of them screaming in my head.
It's like Silence of the Parrots.
I don't like birds.
I don't like birds. That's why I put it in here, because I know you don't like birds.
Three goddamn parrots screaming and squawking and repeating and... How can that be comforting? How can that be comforting?
I'm curious what it's like to... I wonder how often a parrot vocalizes. Because I don't know, right? I never owned a bird. I've never owned one. If it vocalized all the time, it would drive me nuts. Yeah. Like, it would drive me crazy. I would be like, shut your fucking mouth, man. I'm going to get a fucking muzzle for you.
Then it would just learn, shut your fucking mouth,
and then
man!
It would just scream it at me all the time.
Squawk that shit at you.
But I wonder how often... they vocalize because, you know, certain, you know, I don't know if, have you ever had a dog that bark like crazy?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
It's the worst. It's terrible. You got to train that dog not to do it. I'm sure you can train a parrot just like you can train any other animal.
But like part of the fun of getting a parrot is that they
have
parrot
a talk.
Things, right? That's like, it's like their behavior that like you're sort of like trying to get them to do, I think.
Maybe what they did was they just watched a bunch of horror movies where people were screaming. And so the parrot, they just put like one of these like, I don't know, Halloween movies on where somebody's screaming or pleading for their life. And then she just,
oh God. It's just like, you just, can you imagine the prank war shit you could do with a parrot though?
Man.
If you just were like, yeah, I'm fucking deaf. I don't give a shit. And you just like put on some horrible, annoying, like, Lee Greenwood or something, just teaches to sing Proud to Be American.
Proud to Be American.
And just take your hearing aids out and be like, yeah, fuck you, the neighbors.
Could you imagine how I would be so mad if I lived next to somebody and their parrot did a rendition of Proud to Be an American. Yeah, I'm curious. I've never owned a bird. And I know people, there's a lot of people who really enjoy it.
A lot of people love
it. They
birds.
Love it.
Yeah.
So, but I'm just curious how often they would actually, you know, vocalize. Because I think like that would make it... That would make or break the worth of that bird to me. Because I think there's a level at which you want to be like, okay, now you're quiet.
It's from CNN. Alain, I don't know this person. Alain Delon's family.
A French actor, so.
Alain Delon.
He did a pretty good job of that.
Thank you. Family refused to put down pet dog the actor wanted to be buried
with. What a fucking ghoul.
What a horrible
fucking ghoul you are. This guy said he had 50 dogs in his life. So he said, this one is very special to me. And when I die, I want the vet to come over. You put this dog in my dead arms.
Yeah.
And then I want you to kill my dog so it can be... What the hell are you, a fucking pharaoh? What? Go fuck yourself, dude.
How do you love something so much you want to kill it so that your corpse isn't lonely?
I think the only
I
think the only way you think this crazy shit is if you're religious.
Yeah,
I think the only way you think... I want to take this thing with me into the afterlife is if you think the same shit that the pharaohs thought when they fucking suffocated their servants or whatever.
Yeah, that you're like, that'll all come hang out with you.
We're all going to go do the second part of this.
Right.
And so that's the only way you do this is if you're a crazy religious person.
I love that they stopped this.
I'm glad they stopped it too.
I don't give a shit how rich you are. We're not going to like ceremoniously kill your fucking pet.
I'm surprised.
So you can death snuggle it. So you both can rot together.
I know. I'm surprised that they don't do this in the States, though. I'm surprised there aren't more people who request this sort of shit here where crazy religious people are common.
Yeah, I don't even know. Maybe they do. Maybe nobody stops it.
Maybe we never stop it. I remember a story, and I thought it was from our friends group, where somebody had a Cocker Spaniel killed. When they just like didn't want it anymore.
Oh yeah, my ex-mother-in-law.
Oh, it was our friend group.
Yeah, it was my ex-mother-in-law. All the kids moved out. The dog was still very much alive and she didn't want the dog, so just took it to the vet and had it.
Jesus fucking Christ, yeah. Dude.
She didn't even tell anybody. People just like, it was a really weird, like she didn't like dogs. They only had the dog for the kids.
Jesus Christ.
The kids moved out. Like one of them is just in college, so he's coming back for like Christmas and summer and stuff. And she just put the dog down. Everybody was like, "Where's Bailey?" And she's like, "I killed it." And they're just like, "I don't want to take care of it. You guys aren't here to take care of it." So she just put it down. I was shocked that like the vet will just do that. That you can just take a perfectly healthy, hardy animal to the vet and be like, "One dying, please."
Jesus Christ, dude.
I didn't know
that. That's shocking to me, too, that they would do that. That they wouldn't just be like, "You don't want this animal anymore?
Yeah, just surrender it.
Let's just figure a way for you not to have this animal anymore."
Right. Just surrender it. There's like
this
shelters.
Is also years and years and years ago, too.
Oh, this was 20 years ago.
This is 20 years ago. So this is
25,
now.
30.
Is,
I don't know. Yeah, this is
a long
time
ago. So we want to make sure that I mention
I'm a million years old.
I
this
want to mention that it's
time
that
ago.
It's yeah. that it's a long time ago because it might not be a practice that happens anymore.
Anymore, right.
Because I think like, you know, even especially after, do you remember how all the pets were gone during the pandemic because everybody wanted a pet?
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder what happened after that too. If the
shelters filled back
swelled
up
after the pandemic, people are having to go back to work. They got a dog while they were off and now they're like, "Well, I don't want it anymore." And then suddenly
they got all of a sudden returned to work.
Yeah.
You know, returned to office. They got returned to office.
Yeah.
They weren't maybe expecting it. Yeah. You know, yeah, I'm sure that this is a terrible example, but like during the pandemic, fitness equipment was like impossible to buy. And the price of all the fitness stuff went through the roof. Like if you wanted to buy weights in 2020 or 2021, they were like just for regular cheap cast iron weights, they were $2-3 a pound. That's insane.
Yeah.
All that stuff now on like Facebook Marketplace is cheap as free. Like you can get a Peloton for $300 or $400. Like, cause everybody bought this stuff and then they all went back to the gym. And they don't want it in their house anymore. And I guarantee it's the same for pets.
Yeah, you're probably
right. There's
a lot
of people that were like, "It was a great idea at the time." I wonder how they feel about those kids they conceived during. But there was a baby boom from it.
Well,
there's people that were like,
"I wonder if
now was a good time."
I wonder if there's a guy out there who's like, "I want my kids put down with me." Right.
There's all these kids on Marketplace. He's less than $1 a pound.
Oh, gosh.
That's terrible.
Man.
That's terrible. Yeah, people are fickle, dude.
Oh, I can't believe somebody would do something like that, though. Like have that in their will or whatever.
Yeah, just kill my pet.
It's so funny because like I had a cousin who I didn't talk to. Like I talked to her one time that I remember in 30 years, let's say. She passed away. And when she died, she put conditions on her money. She wasn't wealthy, but she had a certain amount of money that she had. It was a certain amount. And she said she wanted to donate all that money to some foundation, but she wanted the foundation to be named after her dad. So in order to get that money, they had to rename the foundation after her dad. And they're like, "No,
we just don't want it.
We just don't want it." And so it went back to probate and then they just split it up amongst all the people who were in her downline or whatever, essentially. And she had a ton of cousins. So I got, you know, they gave me a small inheritance from it. It was a small amount of money that came from it. But I was like, they're like, "You're going to get this money from this cousin that died. And like, I mean, it was a tiny, tiny amount of money, but I was like, they had to sign a thing to get it. And then I just donated it. Cause I was like, I don't even know who she is. Right. Like, I was like, I literally talked to her one time and then I donated it to Modest Needs that year.
Yeah.
I was like, I remember when this happened. Was like, I don't want it. Give it to somebody else.
All right. This is from BBC. Hulk Hogan jokes, about body slamming Kamala Harris.
So I don't have the video, but he does sort of scream it. But he says, do you want me to drop the leg on Kamala? And he probably mispronounced her. I'm sure he did. Purposefully mispronounced her name.
Oh, yeah.
To like Kamala or whatever.
There's so much intentional mispronunciation
some
to dehumanize her. It's horrible.
71. This is him from a week ago. Let's see. I put the wrong thing up. There it is. I just showed a picture of me. That's not Hulk Hogan from a week ago. But this is Hulk Hogan from a week ago at the RNC. He's 71. Gosh, he still has blonde hair.
Yeah. Yeah, it turns out box dye still works at 71. He looks all of 71 trailer park hard.
He really...
Doesn't he?
He looks rough.
He looks rough. He looks seriously... Like Bud Light Rock.
These guys probably don't have a very good retirement plan either in place.
The WWE is like super...
It'll chew you up and spit you out.
Yeah, it's a super exploitive...
Yeah.
There's been documentaries and stuff about all this stuff. Yeah, they don't... They treat those people like just fucking meat machines. They don't give a shit about them as people. They're like... It's like you're on contract. There's no medical benefits. It's terrible. Yeah. It's very exploitive. So, but like... Yeah, it makes me laugh when it's like, oh, there's Hulk Hogan. It's like, oh, who's thought of Hulk Hogan in 20 years? When was the last time Hulk Hogan
wrestled? I will admit, when I was growing up and also when I was in college, I enjoyed wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
As a thing to watch because it was fun and it was free. I was poor. And to have a thing that you could just watch on television that was entertaining in a time that you didn't have a lot of options to record things or watch things after the fact. You got to understand if you're younger, we didn't have DVRs. You didn't have streaming. You just watched what was on television. And so like on Monday nights, I would watch Raw with my fiance at the time, my wife.
Yeah.
And we just watched Raw because it was funny and there'd be funny shit that would happen.
Sure.
And we enjoyed it. And we did that for a couple of years, even after college. And then I just stopped. I just dropped it and was like, I'm done with that after a certain amount of time. But it was fun and entertaining for a little while. Yeah.
When was the last time Hulk Hogan wrestled?
I have no idea.
That's kind of like the RNC is full of the most washed up, has-been ass motherfuckers.
I know.
They're bringing out celebrities that haven't been an actual celebrity since I was a kid. I haven't been a kid
in a long time.
In so long, like I don't even know what that smells like anymore.
What about his product? He's trying to sell beer.
Beer. Now. Hulk Hogan beer?
Who would want to drink that?
What? I look at this guy and I'm like, I don't want to turn out like that.
Well, also, there's nothing refreshing about Hulk Hogan.
No. When I look at Hulk Hogan, I'm like, oh, I don't want to drink anything coming off of that.
No.
No. You know that beer is the worst tasting beer ever.
I guarantee it's just, all it is just a Bud Light clone. It's just like a really, 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 really light.
Can we buy it?
I don't know, but I bet you we should try it.
We should try it.
It's gross, but I'd try it. I don't want to have to pay for it, though. That's the problem.
I don't want to give that fucker any money.
I just don't want to pay for it.
It's just such a weird, washed up, D-list ancient celebrity to bring out of the woodwork.
It's like buying fucking Dennis Quaid beer or something.
Yeah, man. But like, if I'm trying to appeal to a young voter and I'm like, oh yeah, here's Hulk Hogan. Well, people are gonna be like, who's what now?
Every person that is pushing the RNC, there's very few young, hot people that do it.
Right.
It's all like Kevin Sorbo and James Woods and the fucking guy who's like fucking Angelina Jolie's dad. I forget the guy's name. And like a couple other people. They're like old people.
Yeah.
They're all old guys that were from a totally different generation that nobody can relate to anymore.
Doesn't that work so well with their fucking ancient candidate?
Oh, works perfect.
It's just like it tracks so perfectly.
It's perfect.
This story is from people.com. 32-year-old man survives after being attacked by bear, then shot by the hunter who tried to stop the attack.
You gotta eat a fly to catch a spider.
This is a guy who didn't have to choose between man or bear. He got attacked by them both.
You're just standing there flipping a coin and it lands right on his side.
And he's just like, fuck! Yeah, I wouldn't even be mad. I'd be like, All right, dig in.
Yeah, why don't you guys rock, paper, scissors see who goes first? Just decide amongst yourselves.
This big-ass fucking bear attacks a couple of dudes while they're out in the fucking Alaska or whatever, because it's Alaska.
Sure.
And the hunters, and I totally get how this would happen. Like, they're pumping bullets at the fray, I guess, and sure. Like, pop one into this guy's leg. So now he's got fucking mauled by a bear and shot by his buddy. And if you're the buddy, you got to be like, oh, I'm super sorry. The second shot definitely killed the bear.
It's like if you're getting jumped by a bunch of dudes and like you accidentally swing and hit your
bud. Yeah,
hit your bro in the face. No, it was that guy, 100%.
I would blame it on the bear.
No, blame it on the bear.
That bear had a gun.
That bear was packing. That bear is a country bear.
Can you imagine?
Have you ever seen a bear in real life? Like, not in a zoo, but like outside. Yeah.
I saw a bear when I was in Canada with my dad, but it was like, we saw three little baby bear cubs. It was fucking adorable. So we were driving our car to like through the thick woods into this line, this two track to get to the, like, the dock where you put in to go fishing. So we're driving from the place we were staying to the dock to go fishing. And like, as we're driving, we're like 1 mile an hour over the ruts and everything. And like, three little bear cubs walked right in front of us, like a foot in front of the car. It was fucking adorable. And I was like, we don't get out of the car though.
No.
Because it's three little bear cubs. There's a mama bear.
You move somewhere through here.
So we were like, that's adorable. And then we saw a bunch of bears like on that same trip in Canada, just like
far away though.
Like they'd be on the shore while we were fishing.
I see.
And you'd be like, oh, there's a bear. I got a whole bunch of pictures of bears. So it's cool. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
When I was in Canada, we were driving away from Canada on the way home and a bear ran in front of us.
Oh.
And that was the only time I ever saw a bear. I never saw a bear. We thought we saw a bear in the reeds when we were in canoes and we were in a small creek.
Oh, wow.
The thing. And my brother was like, bear. And like immediately everybody started banging their paddles on the thing and it turned and ran away and we're pretty sure it was a moose.
Oh, wow.
It was really
okay.
Tall grass. So we couldn't really see.
Right.
But we saw a large swath of grass move away and we thought it was probably like a moose without horns. We thought maybe that's what it was. Because it was also like swampy there and it moved really fast. And you're like, those things don't even stop in the water. They just like run like 35 miles an hour through the water. So
on that same trip to Canada, we saw moose like every day. It was crazy the wildlife we saw. It was absolutely bonkers. And like the underbrush we were in Ontario, like pretty far north in Ontario where we were at. And the underbrush, like in the woods, was thicker than anything I had imagined. It was just absolutely dense. And this fucking giant moose just walk in and out and
nothing.
Like it was just. Yeah, it's like it was fucking evolved.
It's like a tractor. Dude.
And we saw him swimming too. Just be like a fucking moose
fucking
in the lake,
huge,
like
dude.
Swimming.
And they're so fucking big.
Dude, that's fucking big animal.
That's a
dude.
Big ass animal.
It's a big animal.
I'd rather be. I'd be honest. I'd take my chances with a bear over
with the
moose.
Black bears that I saw.
Like,
yeah,
I feel like a lot of women would be like, okay, bear first, then moose, then dude.
Unfortunately, yeah, they'd be right.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for our goofy show this week. We're going to be back on Monday with a full show, so come check us out then. We're going to leave you like we always do with the Skeptic's Creed.
Credulity is not a virtue. It's fortune cookie cutter, mommy issue, hypno-Babylon bullshit. Couched in scientician, double bubble, toil and trouble, pseudo-quasi-alternative, acupunctuating, pressurized, stereogram, pyramidal, free energy, healing, water, downward spiral, brain dead pan, sales pitch, late night info-docutainment. Leo, Pisces, cancer cures, detox, reflex, foot massage, death and towers, tarot cards, psychic healing, crystal balls, Bigfoot, Yeti, aliens, churches, mosques, and synagogues, temples, dragons, giant worms, Atlantis, dolphins, truthers, birthers, witches, wizards.
I'll cut your fucking nuts off. You understand that?
Shaman, healers, evangelists, conspiracy, doublespeak, stigmata, nonsense. Expose your sides. Thrust your hands, bloody, evidential, conclusive. Doubt even this.
Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed the show, consider supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/dissonancepod. Help us spread the word by sharing our content. Find us on TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, and Threads, all under the handle at dissonancepod. This show is CAN-credentialed, which means you can report instances of harassment, abuse, or other harm on their hotline at 617-249-4255 or on their website at creatoraccountabilitynetwork.org.